Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's great to have Andre Schmidt with us. He was just with us moments ago. The Browns kicker who just drilled that game winner and gave the Browns their first win of the season. Good for him, Andy. You know, it just came out yesterday. You know, the Browns had kept it quiet. Andre hadn't said anything about his mom passing away on July 10th.
Yeah.
And it was very sudden. She hadn't been sick or anything. And then he's in training camp 10 days later. And you know, that first game against Cincinnati, think about it. You think about where he might have been. His mom had just passed away. He reaches his dream.
Right.
And then he misses two kicks in a one-point game. I mean, that's rough. And you asked him, Kevin Stefanski had his back.
Yeah.
Teammates had his back. And he's been really good ever since. Now, you know, he's a kicker. He could be out of the league in 3 weeks. We know how that goes. That's a tough job. It's a nasty job. And Matt Barr always used to say back in the day, you're only as good as your last kick.
Sure.
He's right. You know, he was right about that, always was. And but this was a really nice story that led to a really nice win. So good all the way around, and thoughts with the Schmidt family.
Tell me you didn't get choked up a little. He said, when you asked him, why 25?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice job, you kicker. Nice job.
Do I need to get out more that I knew that Jim Bakken wore number 25?
Yeah, I didn't know.
That was going to be part of the intervention after the show.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's weird. I think kicker in 47, and I think Andy Larson, who kicked for Ohio State. I was trying to think of kickers that wore 47.
All right, we'll schedule your intervention to come.
Thank you. I need it.
Young Phelps boy spent too much time watching TV and reading sports books. Nate is in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hey, man.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, you know, I'm looking at yesterday's game very positively. And if we, you know, the past two games were against Super Bowl contending teams.
Right.
You know, to struggle a little bit against that is not, you know, not to be, you know, it's understandable. And, you know, I think if we could just, you know, I think what we got is a little bit of a problem at the quarterback, a little bit of a problem back the receiver, and a little bit of a problem at the scheming. And I think we should give them some patience and let them try to figure it out a little bit. Because if they can get through Detroit here and the next just few games after that, they're going to have some time together, and I think are really going to start to open it up. I wouldn't move on from Joe yet. I think we've just played some really good defenses.
I think that's probably true, Nate. The thing about moving on from Joe right now, not that he was necessarily the answer. It's not like you can turn to a guy like Kenny Pickett, who has actually played in the league and been successful. You'd really be rolling the dice that one of the two rookies, and it would be Dylan Gabriel, because he's first up right now,
mm-hmm.
That he could come in and do the job. Can he? Yeah, maybe he can. But I think it's a pretty big roll of the dice, Andy.
Yeah, I'm not. If you're Kevin, again, this is all just a matter of 4 minutes, how things change. You know, and you think about this team could be, forget about the kicking part of it, right? This team could be 2-1 right now if Joe Burrow doesn't do a bunny hop out of the end zone, and maybe you get a break where the referees would have called the holding play on the third consecutive sack against the Bengals game. That's how close you are to being 2-1.
Or if one of the four drop passes was caught.
Yeah, I'll give you that too. I mean, it's
that simple.
They're 1-2 plays away from being in a much different situation. And how many times did we say last week, man, we're not staring down the barrel of 0-3 if they just would have done one or two different plays in the Bengals game early on. Look, they lost to the Ravens, and they lost, you know, they did a good job of losing in that one, if you want to talk about it that way. But the game is so fragile. It's so fragile, and it's always one silly play or two silly plays. In fact, I went back and I was watching the game winner again, and, you know, what am I thinking? I'm thinking flag, and then I'm like, oh, man, they're going to have to clear the field. And then I'm thinking, look at all these guys. One of the Packers threw his helmet at the end. And I was like, oh, and then I was looking, oh, there's Browns without helmets on too. Now are we going to start getting no helmet on the field calls? That's the sickness of being a Browns fan. You start thinking about helmets being thrown at the end of the game. It was awesome scene, though. It was so cool to watch that. It was awesome.
You were having Dwayne Rudd flashbacks.
Yes. Am I wrong? I saw one of the Packers chuck his helmet.
Honestly,
that was where I first saw it. I was like, whoa, bro.
After it was made, I thought, wait a minute. Did somebody say flag? I thought, is there a penalty out there on somebody? Because, Andy, that's... You remember a couple of years ago, the Jets game that the Browns had won, and it just got away from them late, and you just thought, how in the world did that happen? It's the same deal. Just spun the other way around, and this time it went in the Browns' favor. Big call by Kevin Stefanski with 12 seconds left. I hope he's asked about that again. His press conference is coming up in about 6.5 minutes. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.